This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
10405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to be talking all about some cool new products for your vehicle with the gentleman who is the CEO and president of WheelPlanet.com. It's a relatively new automotive site. You should check it out, WheelPlanet.com. I do some new car reviews for them, and we're going to be joined by the CEO and founder in just a few minutes. We'll be joined by Ken Zvokal. Coming up a little later on in the hour, we're going to go out to California to the greater Los Angeles area to bring forth the recently retired from the Kelley Blue Book, the former collector car market editor, now freelancer, Phil Skinner. I mean, he's going to be telling us about some of the auctions that have been going on in recent times and also some other buzz from the classic car world. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Before we bring forth Ken, let's go to a gentleman who's been very patient holding on in San Francisco. Let's go to the caller lines and welcome David. David, thank you for your patience, and welcome to Auto World. How are you today, David?
Hey, good. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, just fine. And funny, I listening to you talk about those classics, it's my old classics, probably surely an antique by now. I had a 61 Olds 98. Two-door.
Oh, sure. A two-door one.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. And, yeah, I could tell you stories, but I don't want to get you sidetracked. Hey, you know, what I want to ask about, you know, out here in San Francisco, we got really steep hills. And
yes.
Are there, like, golf cart kind of things that you could get, which wouldn't be too top-heavy, you know, but would make a hill like that?
So a golf club type vehicle to ride on the sidewalk with or to ride in the street with?
Yeah, whichever is more appropriate, sure. Yeah, actually, we've got some bike trails, and I bet it would be sufficient for a thing like that.
Yeah, no, there are definitely a number of alternatives for something like that. Battery powered, no doubt. You'd have to charge it up, but absolutely. Matter of fact, I can look into it for you and get you some information.
Yeah, it might make a good half of a show or something because, you know, you start thinking about it. There are a lot of places, you know, if people got back to local stores and whatnot like that, and that's kind of getting popular again anyway, you don't need to go that far with just a little golf cart, pick up some groceries, run a couple of errands, you know, and you're back.
Absolutely.
So that's
a really good point.
So market's probably going to be expanding for the next number of years.
That's a very good point, David. I'll look into what's available. And they have these down here in Florida, and I don't know if they're legal in California, but where I'm presently residing in Florida, they have these three-wheeled vehicles, which are a little bit funky. It's got two wheels in the front and one. Yeah, they look a little dangerous to me. It looks like a grown-up motorcycle more than anything else. But let me look into
the top-heavy part about it. Because, like, when you think about one of those three wheels, if you're coming down a steep hill and you want to take a left, you're almost guaranteed to flip. So, you know,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, a three-wheel is just, you'd probably be illegal out here if you were smart.
Especially on the streets of San Francisco, which is one of my favorite cities in all of the world. But, boy, you guys just have some incredible hills out there, and you do definitely got to be on your toes.
Hey, well, thanks again. Good week.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Keep listening. Here's David in San Francisco, and we're just a phone call away at 855-660-4261. We've got Ken's vocal about to slide up to the microphone. In honor of Ken, we're going to throw out a trivia question here, and we'll make it a relatively easy one. This vehicle from the General Motors family of brands was very, very ugly in the opinion of most folks, but nevertheless, it was sold for a number of years, and today there are people who swear by them, and believe it or not, there are clubs that have sprung up for this former General Motors car. It's kind of a crossover-esque, I won't call it a sport utility, it's definitely more of a crossover, and it was from the Pontiac brand. What vehicle am I talking about? 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Whoever comes up with the answer to the prize will get a cool prize from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Right now, let's go to a gentleman who doesn't have busted knuckles, but does a lot of baseball coaching, so he might get some bruises from time to time. I know when I played baseball, sometimes if you're really playing hard, it's not unusual to get bruises in all kinds of places. Right, Ken Svokal? Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Well, let's, number one, congratulate you on the continued growth of WheeledPlanet.com. You were the gentleman, the mastermind behind AutoGeek.com, and you got an offer that you couldn't turn down on that, and made the right choice to move on with this new site. Tell our listeners all across North America and around the world about what they can expect to find if they log on to WheelPlanet.com.
Yeah, WheelPlanet.com. It's kind of like a community website dedicated to all forms of automotive, trucks, motorcycles. And it's just kind of a clearinghouse of information. If you're looking for events, if you're looking for clubs to hook up with, if you're looking for new products, it's kind of the central hub of that. And the thing we try and do, like I said, it was a community. So we ask our people to contribute information to the site. So, you know, if you belong to a club, we want to hear about your club so we can post the information so other people can find you. Same thing if you have events coming up. We want you to send them to us so that we can share them with people out there. And it's just trying to build a worldwide community of motoring enthusiasts.
That's perfect. And, Ken, unlike some of the other larger sites out there in the world of automobile Internet sites, it doesn't matter the size. It can be a very small event, and you'll promote that as well.
Yeah, that's right. We've been doing updates. We've done a ton of updates here just in the past week. But we did an update on our events calendar. And I think right now, I looked earlier today, we were over 500 events listed. And I was kind of playing while I was on hold, doing some searches. And just about every state has at least one event listed. I did like Texas. There was 21 events listed for Texas. That's just scratching the surface. We know there's more events out there. So big or small, you know, send them our way. And we will do our best to get those posted out there so people can come check your events out.
That's wonderful. And certainly when you look at all of the great things that you do, I personally love the products. And tell our listeners around North America, around the world about this section. You used to do it on AutoGeek.com, and you have continued on Wheeled Planet, and you get some really cool stuff to check out.
Yeah, because new products come out all the time, and you probably know as well as anyone, the cycle on a new product, it hits the market, and it might be months before you actually hear or see anything about it in magazines and stuff. Well, one of the good things about the Internet is we can get that information out there, so we get a lot of companies that are releasing new products, new versions of products, and they want to get that out in front of the consumers as quick as possible. So they give us that information, we get it posted on our site.
Wonderful. When we come back from this break, Ken, we're going to look at some of the cool new products that you've got featured at WheeledPlanet.com. And again, a trivia question about a controversially styled Pontiac. Some people have called it one of the most ugly vehicles of all time. It was a crossover. What was it? 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
The truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent.
A vehicle service contract just makes sense.
And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long. Have you heard the story?
We've got Ken's vocal with us from RealPlanet.com. We're going to be talking to Ken momentarily. We also have a trivia question out there, and folks are calling in. But a gentleman from Corpus Christi, Texas, is going to be up first. The question, once again, is a Pontiac that was made not that long ago that was rather funky looking. Some folks consider it to be one of the ugliest vehicles of all time. But folks, let me tell you about this great news. As host of Auto World Radio, I am proud to announce we have some new sponsors who distribute AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors in all of North America. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 years of experience. Get all your questions answered and ensure that you get the best lubrication for your car, your truck, your boat, or really anything that moves. It was back in 1972 that AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results, and AMSOIL is going to give you the best results. Contact George Douglas at oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call George directly at 800-887-6698. Or you can contact Dan Wilson Watson at thelubepage.com. That's Dan Wilson at thelubepage.com, or call Dan at 800-370-2986. Let's go to our listener lines and listening on our great affiliate station in Corpus Christi, Texas, KEYS. It is my pleasure to welcome Ernie to the airways of Auto World. Ernie, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Waiting on that big rain coming from California, and it's we're not looking forward to a lot of rain, but I think we may have a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully not too much. But I understand you want to take a shot at this Pontiac that many people considered to be one of the ugliest of all time. Which vehicle am I talking about?
It's called the Aztec.
You got it. Congratulations. We're going to send you out a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage, and make sure and give your name and address and all the information to my producer. But as long as I got you, Ernie, a couple of quick questions for you. If you got lucky and won the lottery and wanted to treat yourself to, let's say, one new vehicle and one classic vehicle, which two would you choose?
As far as a new vehicle, probably a Bentley or something that I could drive around in style and
very cool.
Have somebody else work on it for me. as far as a classic car, I'd like to get back my 1970 Mach 1 that I sold in 1989. Ooh. For the paltry amount of $9,000. Big mistake.
It was a 428. Oh, my.
Yes, sir. Turbojet.
Well, I'm not going to rub it in. You know how much
are
worth today.
You fall into hard times, and sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But man, I think
you're
run
not kidding.
That car.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Car. I don't blame you one bit. Well, let's hope that somehow, Ernie, that you find yourself behind the wheel of another one of those Mach 1s in the not too distant future. Keep playing the lottery and keep praying to God. Okay.
Right.
Excellent. Ernie, hang on for my producer, and he'll get all the information. Let's go back to Ken's vocal from WheelPlanet.com. And, Ken, we're getting some callers from some cool places, San Francisco, Corpus Christi, Texas, and we always love to hear from listeners. And you get correspondence from people from all over the world. What's that like?
Yeah, it's great. It's good to connect with people. Every once in a while, we'll get some information for some events happening in Australia, Puerto Rico. We had at one time some racers from Sweden that were sending us photos to put on the website. So we're always trying to network out there. I always think it's cool that if there's a Mustang Club in Indiana and they're connecting with the Mustang Club in Australia and seeing what different clubs are doing around the world, it's kind of a cool thing. And the idea of our community is to bring those people together.
Oh, absolutely. And the community can also share in your wealth of knowledge and expertise in evaluating new products. And Ken's got a wonderful product spotlight section on WheelPlanet.com. And let's take a look at some of the features and some of the products that you're spotlighting, including, this is cool for anybody who's got a dog or a very active well, cats probably wouldn't do this, but dogs definitely do this. It's called a Breeze Guard screen. I don't know what it is. I don't presently have a dog, but dogs just love to stick their head out the window, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And I was always one of those people when I'd be following behind, you know, someone that had their dog in the car and you'd see their head sticking out. You're thinking, what's going to happen if that dog decides he wants out of the car? And just so happened we got this crazy dog, and luckily I was stopped at a stop sign, but he went out the window in the back, so we got him back in the car and stuff. But I can tell you, I can attest, this Breeze Guard would be an excellent product to be able to take your dog with you, travel down the road, not have to worry about him jumping out the window. And then the other side of that is if you go into the store, you don't want to roll the windows up on a hot day. You want them to have fresh air and stuff. So this is the perfect product for that. You can take your friends with you as you run errands and stuff and give them plenty of fresh air and keep them safe.
That's absolutely true. What a great product that is. Here's another cool one. It's called the car capsule, and this is a wonderful way to store your vehicle. You've got a picture of a beautiful red Ferrari in this capsule. And it really makes it a showcase piece, the best way to put away your toys. There's another picture of a Porsche as well. Tell our listeners about this very unique product.
Yeah, Car Capsule comes in all sorts of different configurations and sizes. And the cool thing is a lot of people think, you know, hey, I've got a garage slot open. I put my classic vehicle or my motorcycle in there during the winter. To keep it safe and out of the grime and stuff. But the thing is, it's still in your garage. It's still going to collect dust. It's still going to be in that dampness. But with the Car Capsule, it's an inflatable, basically a second garage that you put your vehicle into. It's climate controlled. It's going to keep the dust off the vehicle. It's going to keep the mildew down. It's going to keep it in a safe environment so that, you know, it's protected even when it's inside your garage like that. And like I said, it comes in different sizes, so no matter what your vehicle is, it's a way of protecting it.
Here's something I hadn't seen before with an interesting name. This is a kind of a tie-down strap slash attachment slash anchor point. And when we come back, we'll have Ken Zwolkel from AutoGeek.com tell us about the Jerry Rig. Don't go away. We've also got Phil Skinner around the bend. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNlive.com. When you get a chance, check out my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, also NorthAmericanDriver.com, also WheeledPlanet.com, because we're talking to the president and CEO of WheeledPlanet.com, Ken Zvolkel. Ken joins us from time to time. We've got to get him back on more often, and we love to talk about new products. And in the product spotlight is this a very unusual item called the Jerry Rig. Tell us about the Jerry Rig, Ken.
The product that we found out about at the last SEMA show, and it seems like such a simple concept, but it is great. It's polyester straps. And if you have a pickup truck or even around the house, you might have uses for being able to tie something down or hang something from some hooks from the ceiling or whatever. Like I said, they're polyester straps, and they have eyelets built into them. And it's just a way of securing, say you're hauling a motorcycle and you want to secure on the frame instead of having to tie knots and worry about those knots coming loose. The Jerry Rig is a way to actually attach that to the straps that you're going to use in your the back of your truck. And one of the cool things about the products listed on our site is a lot of them now are including videos and stuff that just kind of further explain the products. The Jerry Rig's got an excellent video there showing the uses and how the product's put together and just kind of giving you a feel for what you can do with it.
That's fantastic, Ken. Well, we had a short visit today. We'll definitely get you back on for a much longer visit. I'll have a new car review to you, hopefully before Tuesday, so you can look forward to that. And I thank you so much for your time here today.
Sounds good, Bob. Thanks a lot.
All right. We move from one really good guy, Ken's vocal, to another really, really good guy. This gentleman is one of my favorites in the automotive world. For years, he was the classic car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, but after working for so long, I decided to dial that back and go back to being in the realm of being a freelance journalist, still covering the auction scene and classic cars and still doing a lot of traveling. And certainly he's, as I said, one of my best friends in all the world. Here he is, Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
Bob, thank you for that wonderful introduction, and I hope you're feeling well today.
I'm doing better today, Phil, thank God. And, you know, up is where I'm going. I'm definitely going to get back to my old self, and looking forward to be out there meeting you on the road again.
That's right, and there's going to be a lot of on the road coming up in the very near future here. Myself, personally, leaving for Oklahoma City tomorrow. We have a major auction from Lake Auctions starting next weekend. Again, if we have any of our listeners in the Oklahoma City area that would like to come down there, let me know. Send me an email at or contact Bob or something, and we'll have some complimentary passes for you at the desk.
Absolutely. You can just email me at bob@autoworldradio.com. And for all our listeners in Oklahoma or Texas, you guys are used to driving good distances. You know, this is a VIP experience that you're going to get courtesy of Phil. So take advantage of it and fire over that email, bob@autoworldradio.com. So that sounds like a really cool event. Concurrently, we're not that far off from some other big events. I know you've got a number of other ones on the calendar. What else is upcoming?
Well, right after, almost immediately following, or within a week or so, is the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, which brings with it this year a total of 5 different collector car auctions.
Wow.
This is going to be, it's turning into like another Pebble Beach. There are so many little side events going on. Coming into its 21st year, the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, organized, founded by Bill Warner, has become, like I said, really a world-class operation in every sense of the way.
Absolutely. We had Bill on last weekend, and he was telling us about this year's event, and I wasn't aware of the fact that there were that many auctions. I know David Gooding is also, his people have been after me to get David on the air, but that's a significant expansion. One of the things that folks love about Amelia is the fact that everything is pretty much self-contained, but now as we get more auctions and events off the campus of the Ritz-Carlton there, that community, much like Carmel and Monterey, is really not up to a whole lot of traffic, and we may see a little bit of pebble start surfacing in Florida, Phil.
Yeah, we saw a little of that last year. If you plan your routes well, you can get around. But there are 5 different auctions. Starting off, I believe, is Bonhams. They're starting on Thursday. Then on Thursday evening, it will be Motostalgia. On Friday, RM Auctions and Gooding Auction, I think, takes place. I'm sorry, on Friday, Gooding and a new auction that started up a couple years ago, Hollywood Wheels, does one up at the Omni. And then I say we have Gooding. So all together, there's 5 auctions. RM, of course, is the official auction that's officially associated with the concourse. And they've been there since the second year of the concourse. So their history goes back, and they're really Rob Myers and his entire crew are very close friends with Bill Warner.
Yeah, absolutely, and they certainly do a fantastic job. Certainly, over the years, I've attended so many RM events, and in the last couple of years, of course, they've merged together with the folks at Sotheby's. Phil, from your side of the fence, is there anything good or bad that has occurred because of this merging of the two entities? We all used to be so friendly with Amy Christie and everybody else. Have the players changed, or is pretty much Rob's team still much in place?
Well, what RM did is they just purchased a portion of the RM operations. They have pretty much given Rob a free reign of controlling and operating the Sotheby's connection. The best thing it's done for Rob, it's allowed him to explore the international and particularly European venues. They now do a sale in Monte Carlo. They do a couple of sales in England. There's, I think, four sales they do in Europe. So that's a whole new thing, and that was kind of through the Sotheby's connection. And, you know, Rob Myers, he just has the ability to pick the right people to do his work for him, because they're all top-notch, they're all professionals, and the people who work for Rob for RM Auctions are so dedicated to the brand and to the man. He is a great boss from every aspect I've heard of.
And the other thing we should remind folks, too, unlike some of the other auction companies, RM is also a restoration company. You can contract with them to restore your very rare and expensive vehicle.
That's right. In fact, that's how Rob Myers got started, was doing restorations. He had a little small garage. He started doing very high-end restorations, started getting more and more vehicles in, had to get a larger facility, hire on staff, make sure he hired nothing but the best in craftsmanship. And as a result, I think over the last 13 years, they've entered 13 cars in Pebble Beach, and they have taken home best of show, not just best of class, best of show in six of those years at Pebble Beach, as well as taken best of shows at Amelia Island, Concours of America, and a number of other high-end shows around the country.
That is not an easy thing to achieve, to say the least. And another thing I couldn't wait to get you on the show to talk about is Bill made the comment, auction-wise, that, you know, things are changing, and some of the younger buyers want newer vehicles rather than the traditional classics. And case in point, I mean, one of the showcase vehicles from Gooding is the Ferrari LaFerrari, which is the supercar that's just a couple of years old. When we come back, we'll get your take on what's going on in the auction world, and is the type of car being auctioned changing with the times? This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make
make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He is one of the world's leading experts in the realm of classic cars, auctions, and one of the best guys, too. Phil Skinner is with us live here on the program, and we're going to follow up on that question. I'll rephrase it for Phil, reiterate it momentarily. But folks, let me tell you quickly, as host of Auto World Radio, myself, Bob Long, I got some good news, great news, as a matter of fact. We have some new sponsors who distribute AMSOIL throughout the U.S. and Canada. George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors in all of North America. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and certified lubrication specialist with 25 years of experience. Get all your questions answered and ensure that you're getting the best lubrication for your car, truck, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. I myself recently introduced the product, and I'm so impressed with the AMSOIL product lineup. And you can get the best advice for the best results. That's right. You can contact these gentlemen personally, George Douglas, at oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com. Or George is at 800-887-6698. Or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call Dan at 800-370-2986. Just go to my homepage on autoworldradio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner, and that will get you to these two guys as well. Back to Phil Skinner as we talk about the upcoming events at Amelia Island. And Phil, I mentioned to you that that Bill Warner, the founder of Amelia, made the comment to me that the auctions are changing because the buyers are changing. We're getting younger buyers into the mix, and the younger buyers aren't going for necessarily the traditional classics. They prefer newer vehicles. What's your thought about that?
Well, we saw a lot of that happening this just a couple last month in Arizona, particularly at Barrett Jackson. There were some really fine, beautiful 1950s era convertibles that were going across the auction block, and they were bringing about half of what they were just a couple of years ago. And I talked to one of the sellers, and he was, you know, disappointed. But he said that's where the market trend is going there. People are looking for more newer, modern classics. As you said, the LaFerrari at Gooding. I noticed another auction at Motostalgia. They have a lineup of a number of very late model supercars. And that's where they're getting the action. That's where people are coming and saying, hey, I'm interested in a 458 Ferrari Special. I'm very much interested in finding the Lamborghini Gallardo Superallegra. And these are the cars that this new breed of collectors seem to be going after. And they're not inexpensive. These cars start off at about $150,000 to go up to $300,000, $400,000. And this is the type of car that when you have to have an oil change in there, you and I would have to go out and take a second mortgage on our house just to afford the oil change.
It is so true. Yeah, absolutely. I remember from my days at Motor Trend, we were lucky enough to test an Enzo and had to replace the tires on it. It was loaned to us because Ferrari does not loan test vehicles. We got it from an owner, and part of the deal was he got new tires, and he was saying that, like you said, routine maintenance, $25,000, you know, replace the tires, you know, a good $20,000. This is not for the faint of heart or the faint of money.
No, you are right. And I mean, it isn't like the days when we could get loaned a PT Cruiser, and if we blew a tire, it was $75 or $100 for a new tire. This is the tires on a Ferrari, the wheels alone on a Lamborghini Superallegra, $3,500 per wheel. And
wow.
That's a horrendous amount of money. That's the technology that these cars possess, and it's not just that you want to go fast, you got to spend your money really fast too.
Absolutely. So your predictions for Amelia, you think that the five auctions are going to do quite well? How was Scottsdale this year? I mean, would you compare it to 2016? Was it about the same, or how did the results come back from Scottsdale, and how will that translate over to the Amelia Island five auctions?
It's going to be hard to say. I know this year, it's almost comparing 2017 to 2016, and Scottsdale was almost apples and oranges, primarily because Barrett Jackson themselves had over 100 more vehicles than they did previous year. And I think actually they had almost 300 more vehicles. Plus, you had another auction. You had a total of 7 auctions this year in Scottsdale. So we had a lot more cars. The dollar figure was just a little bit off of the previous year, which was off pretty substantial from 2015. So we're seeing the auction market changing a little. Barrett Jackson still posted over $100 million. The other auctions combined, they brought in another $140 million. So by no means, it wasn't a bust. It was a very successful weekend. But we are, like I say, seeing a change in who's buying and what they're buying. And that's part of the fluidity of the market.
Absolutely, and something that folks who are playing in that realm better be careful with what they're buying. I noticed in watching a lot of the Barrett Jackson coverage on television that Craig is selling an awful lot of resto mods. And for those of our listeners who may not understand what I'm talking about, Phil, why don't you explain what a resto mod is?
Well, the true definition of a resto mod is a car that looks stock but has a modern running gear. And a lot of people will customize a car and call it a resto mod when it's really just a real modified vehicle. there weren't that many restomats, but there were a lot of custom builds there, and there were a lot of cars that were called restomats that were just really modified vehicles. A 55 Chevy with a modern 454 V8 under the hood. Those cars were in good numbers, excellent builds, beautiful workmanship, beautiful quality, and on occasion they did pretty well. Very lucky. I've been taken on staff with Good Guys, the Good Guys group,
congratulations.
That editorial team. And so I was looking more closely at the vehicles that fit that genre. And you'd sit there and hear the builder say, yeah, I had $214,000 into the car. He just sold it for $100,000. And you go, my gosh, how can I afford to do that? But it's for them, it's a business, and it's almost a tax write-off. Because they're generating business for people to come and have their cars built to the same quality and caliber of the one we just saw cross the auction block. And that's really where they make their money.
That's so true. I remember, speaking of Good Guys, years ago, interviewing Gary Metters and his wife, the founders of Good Guys, and the name came from the fact that it was, in their opinion, a bunch of good guys that got together, and I'm sure for 2017 things are going well. Has the torch been passed to new leadership at the top?
There is new leadership, but it was the people who were there under Gary. You know, we lost him. The company, or I should say the organization itself, is doing outstanding. Just at Barrett-Jackson, they've signed in over 250 new members that joined the group, and that was just having a little booth there. The name is Good Guys. I mean, obviously, they do street rods. The professionals that are in the business, they build some absolutely gorgeous cars. I was given the task to go and look at the couple of Truck of the Years, and I'd never realized how much it meant to be a Truck of the Year, the competition. They're a big show every year in Louisville. 19,000 vehicles show up.
Wow.
There are shows in Pleasanton where they were founded. Those have just a tremendous draw. And so I'm very honored to be a part of this organization. Even though I'm way out there in the fringe as just a contributing writer, it's an impressive organization.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that you're a part of that good team. And no doubt now that you've decided to dial back your full-time work from the Kelley Blue Book and retire from there, it's going to open up more of these opportunities. And working with some auction companies as well, which is something I know you enjoy a whole lot.
Well, we are also in negotiation right now with a concern, and if everything gels, we may even be able to throw some sponsorship money your way. But there is a concern that has approached me about becoming an editor of a value guide for this group. And like I said, I can't really say anything about too much about it right now. But if it gels, it's going to work out for everybody, including you.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate that. And as usual, it's always a pleasure to have Phil Skinner with us on Auto World. Phil, we'll get you back for a full hour real soon.
Okay, we will talk to you later on. We'll be talking to you whenever you need us, sir.
Okay, sounds good.
Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them attain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite. DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer.